Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. I'm so excited that God has made it possible for us to come together again in His Word. In this month of March, we've not had time to be together. And today I'm excited that God has made it possible for us to be together and to share a few thoughts in His Word. And I want you to understand, child of God, that it doesn't matter what is going on, it doesn't matter what is happening in your life, God is definitely going to see you to the very end. We want to read a few verses of scripture from the book of Psalm number 44, Psalm 44 from verse 1 to 6. God, we have heard it with our ears. Our ancestors told us about what you did in their day a long time ago. With your hand, you expelled the nations and established our ancestors. You afflicted nations and cast them out. It was not with their sword that they inherited the land, nor did their own arm deliver them, but it was by your power, your strength, and the light of your face, because you were pleased with them. You are my King God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will knock down our oppressors. Through your name we will tread down those who rise up against us. And the verse number 6 says that, for I place no confidence in my bow, nor will my sword deliver me. For you delivered us from our oppressors and put to shame those who hate us. Hallelujah. Child of God, I want you to understand, in these times that we find ourselves in, with the word of God that is coming to us today, I want you to be rest assured that whatever it is that you are going through, God is going to see you to the very end. Hallelujah. Psalm 44 verse number 1 says that, God, we have heard it with our ears, and our ancestors have told us what you did in their days a long time ago. And today I want to bring to remembrance the things that God have done a long time ago in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. Remember that time that God delivered you from the accident? Remember that time that God delivered you from that sickness? Remember that time that God preserved you from that issue? All these things are what God did in time past. And the psalmist says that we have heard it with our ears. But some of us, we have actually seen it with our eyes, what God did a long time ago. And the Bible makes us understand that it was with the hand of God that He expelled the nations and established our ancestors. It was not with their sword that they inherited the land, nor did their own arm deliver them, but it was by the power of God, His strength, and by the light of His face, because He was pleased with His people. And today I just want to encourage you, child of God, that God has done it for some people years back. The people of God that are making it in these times. The people of God that are getting to the top. The people of God that are breaking grounds and making their names. They are doing their best. They are putting in their best. But the Bible says that for the people of Israel, when they possessed the land, it was not by their own arm. It was not by their own sword. Even though they were the same people that took the sword and fought their enemies to bring victory, the Bible says that it was not by their sword that they won the victory, but it was by the power and the strength and the light of God's face that brought them the victory, because God was pleased with them. And child of God, I want you to understand that because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, God is pleased with you. And if God is pleased with you, Then I also want you to understand, child of God, that it is not going to be by your effort. It is not going to be by your strength. It's not going to be by your power. But it's going to be by the arm of the Lord to bring you victory in the time that we find ourselves in. Whatever challenges you are facing, whatever issues you are facing, Psalm 44 verse number 3 says that it is not going to be by your strength, but by the strength of God, because God is pleased with you. I want you to be encouraged. The psalmist says in the verse number 6 that therefore I will place no confidence in my arrows, nor will my sword deliver me. That sickness that has come upon your life, that challenge that has come upon your life, place no confidence in your might. Place no confidence in your money, that your money will be able to cure you. Place no confidence in the people around you that they will be able to help you. But rather have this mindset that God is pleased with you because of the finished works of Christ on the cross for your sake. Place no confidence in all the things happening around you and the people that are well able to help you. But rather, let your confidence be in the power and in the strength of God. And this God, who has a record from the time of our ancestors till now, this God that everybody knows of his record, of which we have a testimony ourselves, we believe and we know that this God will bring to pass that which you expect and that which you are looking forward to have. Keep your expectations high and let's keep looking unto our God. Because this God that we are talking about, by his power and by his strength, he brought his people to a place of an inheritance, to possess a land whose people were stronger than them. And I know that God is going to do the same thing in this time in your life. That disease you are battling seems to be stronger than even your medical doctors, and they don't know what to do about it anymore. That issue you are going through seems to be stronger, and you have lost all your strength and all your money trying to fight that issue. You've exhausted all your wisdom trying to fight that problem at home, and you are still not finding ways around it. Place no confidence in your strength, because your soul, your strength, your power cannot save you. Rather, let your strength and confidence be in God and in his track record. I want you to spend a few moments and read the scriptures, Psalm 44 from verse 1, Psalm 44 from verse 1 to 6. You can read downwards, but focus on verse 1 to 6 and look at the amazing things that God is doing on your behalf in this season. And let your hope in God be strengthened. Let your faith in God be strengthened in the name of Jesus. I'm so excited that you've been able to join us today, and I pray for you that from this day forward, may your strength, may your hope, may your faith not be in your abilities, nor in the abilities of your assets, but may your faith and confidence be in God and in what he is able to accomplish on your behalf. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Child of God, in this month of March, we've been dealing and praying for our families, and we've been bringing our families to the altar of prayer in the prayer closet. And I want to encourage you to be a part of this move of God in our time. Be a part of the prayer closet on Mondays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. We pray. And we want you to be a part of us in this season and in this time. If you have in any way missed the past weeks, the episodes of the prayer closet in the past weeks, there is an opportunity for you to have the audios. And we want you to call our contact line 024202-7166, or you can also call 024-990-5514. And as you call us, we will send you the audio and you'll be able to pray with us in the past episodes. This Monday and this Thursday, we'll be meeting and we'll be praying. Join us. Let us pray to our God that hears in closet and rewards us openly. And your life will never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.